The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Check it out.
Left with all the kids on Sunday.
Check it out.
Home with the Eagles all week long.
Well, good morning, Colorado. What a sunny day it is. We've got some rain this week that started to moisten all of the grounds and the growth and the leaves and the buds and the flowers around us. But who am I kidding? This isn't a meteorology show. It is the Jay Garvin Show, talking about home and mortgage talk, not the weather. You can call me directly at 719-330-1457. I do hope the sun holds out today, but I wish for more rain tomorrow. The first Saturday of May. What is that saying? April showers brings May flowers? Yeah, in Colorado it's like May showers brings June hailstorms. Killing all of our flowers. So, anyways, I'm 30 seconds into the show, and I'm already digressing. An amazing show today with an amazing guest, one of my best buddies in the world from Pella Windows. And I have like 10 cult classic shows and one energy drink that I like to refer to now and again. Those are the shows and not the energy drink. One of my favorites, of course, is Demographics in America. While that show is not on the conversation today, it is a foundation of why there are cycles to purchase and sell homes, why there is hot economies and dry economies, fast economies, slow economies, and even why there are booms and then deflationary and inflationary downturns. But that conversation leads to the most favorite and the most transformable action I've ever done in my adult life with business, and that, with the drum roll, Matt, is the Three Little Houses 2026 update. See, friends, through Demographics in America, I learned and taught you how to move with the ebb and flow of real estate cycles. Now, I did this not only as a licensed loan originator that I am with Churchill Mortgage, Dave Ramsey's preferred lender, ESOP, Employee Stock Ownership Plan Owners, which means the 400-plus team members in our billion-dollar revenue company are owned by yours truly and 399-plus of my best friends. And I say that because I also come to this microphone as a real estate investor. In fact, I was a real estate owner and investor before I got into mortgage when I was still in the military. And if you are a military member, you know some of VA eligibility. If you are looking for a refinance of your investment property, a consolidation loan, or just to go through the purchase process with me, I would love to do that. And you can call me at 719-330-1457. But when I purchased my first home, I then accentuated that with another move of purchasing another home in 2002, less than 6 years from the time I bought my first, as a standalone investment property. As 2008 approached, I understood the market through a friend of mine through Worldwide Group and Amway, Bill Hawkins, who taught about an economist, Harry Dent. And that was the roaring 2000s. And we saw great momentum coming in 2002 when I bought, then 2004, then 2006. And things were so hot when you had no income, no asset loans, liar loans, option arm loans, all of those. I intelligently spooked, understanding that the baby boomers were about to slow down their spending in 2006. And I sold, took a period of time, sold my last house in 2009 and waited for the cycle of 2012 to start again with knowledge. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, the Three Little Houses. I have a book manuscript on this that I'm too scared like a little baby child to release. It'll be out one day, but that's one thing we don't need in this world, one more item for Jay Garvin's to brag about. So it's not about me. I want it to be about you. Sometimes My inner clown wants it all to be about me. Just ask my wife and family. By the way, my son passed my maturity at 14. Damn it, not my energy. I gave him work ethic, gave him a sense of humor. Well, God gave him all of that. I just trained him along the way. Same with my daughter, my wife, Redford and Finley, my favorite furry friends. But again, see, 6 minutes into the show, I'm digressing again. My wife and I bought an investment property. That's a whole separate story, how we bought it. Not important, but we did. We did some things differently, which I'm going to share with you throughout the show, but it didn't matter. What matters is we bought a home that was for investment purposes and not occupation purposes by us. Because I have a saying that you don't make money on the home that you own that you live in. You make money on your home that someone else lives in. That's called rental income, and it's also called residual income. And that worked well for us, and my wife said, man, that is, even with a 15-year mortgage, which I'll go into details later, she says, we're cash flowing $300 a month on top of the 15-year mortgage payment. Could we do this again? And I said, sure we could. We just need another $50,000 to $75,000. So I went back to the proverbial rock mine of life, worked harder, got another job, saved up another $50,000, and we went out looking for homes again. The first one we bought here in town in the Pikes Peak region was in Lafayette Street. The second one that we purchased in 2014 was on Three Eagle Street. I still own that home today. And then that started to gain momentum because our rents were only like $1,100 and $1,300. And I said, honey, if we actually get three of these and pay them off, it's going to be incredible. By the time we get to like, God, way in the future, 8 years, 6 years from now in 2020, they might mandate $2,000 a month in rent. And if we could get three of these and pay the mortgages off in the next 6 to 10 years, we could have three houses, each with rents of $2,000 a month. That's $6,000 a month, honey. $72,000 a year for shoe shopping. That's mattress money. Anyways money. Money that just comes in anyways. Now, it's not without any effort. There's effort at the beginning. I still maintain the houses. I just literally cut shrubs away from the side of the house on Three Eagles yesterday. But think about that. We have the concept of three little houses, each that are $200,000 to $400,000, earning $2,000 a month, times three, $6,000, times 12, $72,000 a year. I'm like, honey, if we do this, between the ages that you're 60 and 70, you can have $72,000 by 10 years for shoe shopping. That's $720,000 residual dollars over a decade for a decision we made 15, 20 years ago. That's what I'm going to talk about today. The process, the details, and how you can apply it. So don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457 to start the buying process for you this spring, right with Churchill Mortgage. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America home on the free?
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the meat?
Ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America?
for sticking with me. My name is Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. My direct line is 719-330-1457. Interest rates are all over the map right now. They got as high as 8% back in 2024, but then they've fallen down to 7. This year they fell down below 6%, and now with the volatility with the Federal Reserve and Jay Powell making some insane decisions to stay on the board, even though he's not the chairman, and Kevin Warsh washing away all the business that Jay Powell messed up, is in confirmation, and in the Iran conflict, rates are all over, up one day, down the next. You can call me 719-330-1457 to navigate the timing and the fluctuation of these rates, because I'd like to earn your business. And there is a system, there is a calendar, and an economic flow of owning an investment property. And today I'm continuing the conversation on the three little houses, how you can buy three houses for investment purposes in your lifetime aside from your primary residence. When I first taught it, I shared that you could make $2,000 per house in rent, $6,000 a month, $72,000 a year of residual income. You still have taxes, you still have insurance and in maintenance, but I haven't even talked about, I'm not going to go into all of the long-term depreciation, a paper loss. I did a radio show podcast on this, how this can be applied to write off actual earned income with a proverbial paper loss, things even out. But now today, which I'm going to get into later, the numbers are far more beneficial. I thought these houses may be worth $300,000 or $400,000. Houses that I bought back in 2012 through 2018 are now worth $400,000 to $500,000. And now you can buy the starter homes for $300,000 to $400,000. And trust me, just as sure as I was confident that this was true 15 years ago, all of these houses selling for $300,000 and $400,000 in the Pikes Peak region and all over the country now are going to be $600,000 to $700,000 homes by 2035 to 2045. But what I want to start with is this. Before you get things going with buying a first home, let alone achieving the goal of three little houses, you first have to have interest in even owning a home. Then you have to start to clarify your vision. Owen, I hope I'm going to have him on the radio show, is 20 years old, three jobs, $30,000 in the bank, and he is buying his first two-bedroom, two-bath on Kiowa, $324,000 home right here in town. If a 20-year-old can do that, it blows the top off the limitation that other people have with me in home purchases. But you have to have a vision that you can own a home. Then you have to start the educational process, understanding it more. The three unique aspects of Owen are, one, he's a hard worker and he has multiple jobs and more money than debt. Number two, he has parents that have showed him how to own houses beyond the one that you live in a residual financial beneficial way. And then three, he's matured his education, his interest, and his vision in accomplishing that. And after you do all of that, you actually have to assemble a team. I've seen people that have had all the good intentions, all the interest, all the vision, and then they get a terrible team and they all crash and burn and go up in flames. But then after you do all of this, education, assembling a team, you have to figure out the money thing. Because, see, the biggest difference between a primary residence and an investment property is a primary residence, if you're a veteran, you don't have to put any money down. First-time homebuyer getting an FHA loan, you can put 3 to 3.5% down. Some people can make it happen with 10% down. Dave Ramsey teaches 20% down, and that's the minimum down payment for an investment property. So if you're buying a $300,000 investment property, you have to have $60,000 in your pocket. You can get seller proceeds to offset your closing expenses and your closing costs and establishing your insurance and escrows, but you have to have 20% down. The only way to sidestep that is you can get a gift from a family member. You can't leverage other debts. That's why so few Americans actually have investment producing real estate. See, 65% of Americans are invested in the stock market through 401ks or different investments, all the way down to ETFs and individual stocks with dividends, There's 61 to 62% of people that are homeowners now in America. But if you look at individuals that actually have a property that earns an investment income that's filed on your taxes very clearly on a Schedule E form, there's only 30 million of those people in the entire country. Of 340 million people, that's less than 10%, about 9%. But a majority of those, over 6 to 7% of those individuals, or 15 to 20 million of those people, are accidental investors. And what is that? That means they're in the military, like I was, and they get stationed to Fort Bragg or to Fort Hood, Texas. Their house can't sell, just like right now they can't sell in Banning Lewis, and their agent, their friend, or somebody says, well, you can make it a rental. That's an accidental investor. Hey, I'll rent it here while I'm stationed at Fort Hood, Texas, and I'll sell it when the value matches up with the mortgage. Or you have individuals, huge portion is estates. Grandma passes away, gives daughter a house, gives a granddaughter a house, and now all of a sudden there's a renter in it. They're an accidental investor. But the number of people that proactively, what I'm talking about here, purchase two or more homes for investment purposes, there's less than 10 million people in the entire country. That is like less than 3%. It's rare air. And it's because it takes discipline, it takes interest, it takes a clear vision. Sound familiar? Takes education, takes perseverance to build a team, and then, of course, it takes time to figure out the money thing. But these are the different opportunities that you can look at. There's more than one way to skin a cat. I don't understand that because I've never skinned a cat, but I'm going to go with it. The easiest and most direct way that I have helped people dip their toe into the warm waters of investment property ownership is simply converting your existing primary residence to a rental. I literally just met with a gentleman for the first time before I came into the radio show today. His name is Joseph, 24 years old, works for Lockheed, makes just under $100,000 a year, has a beautiful girlfriend. She's an esthetician. She makes good money as well. And I talked to him about buying a house. What range are you looking in? And he said $400 to $450. And the first thought into my mind was not, oh, I want to help you do your mortgage with me. It's like, oh, buddy, if you would just shop at $325,000 like Owen did, you could build your momentum, purchase earlier, experience homeownership, and then possibly expand on that. That house 4 to 6 years from now could be your first investment property. You keep your current primary residence, and then you buy another one, and you transition your existing home into a rental property. That's a good idea when you have a very small home that's less than 1,500 square feet, one or two bathrooms, no more, more affordable, smaller. See, if you start out with a 3,000 square foot house, I'm never going to turn a 3,000 square foot house into a rental because you can rent it to two people and seven sneak in. If you have an 1,100 square foot house, can't squeeze too many people in there to overwhelm the wear and tear and deteriorate the condition of the home. There's a lot of things today that I won't be able to talk about, but converting your primary residence is the first way to do this. You also can do what I mentioned, a turnkey, a perfect little house with 20% down, like my wife and I did in 2012. You also can do a fixer-upper, low cost, put more sweat equity or money into it and keep it, not flip it. It's a fixer-upper, not a flipper, and turn that into a rental. You also can inherit a home, like I mentioned earlier. Don't sell it, but now intentionally get to understand the industry of residual income and investment property ownership and convert the home and your mind into a rental and you into an investment property owner. You also can refinance an existing inherited home. Maybe if you have siblings and you have to give them some of the value of the house, you can purchase it or put your name on it with the siblings' approval and refinance that house, take out equity to buy out your siblings, and then move forward. And then, of course, you can be a veteran where you buy a house and do a combination of all of the above. See, that's the 1-2 step of the entry into this. But when you have a house, like I do right now, I'm going to get Dave Fleming in here. I bought a house in 2015 for $180,000 here in town, and it was worth $210,000 at the time, but it was in mediocre condition. Had some water issues, had some windows that needed to be replaced. It only had one bathroom where I needed two. The settlement on the property wasn't good. But I'm going to talk about that when I return, because now that house is over $460,000, and that's what I want to pique your interest with. So don't go anywhere. Call me during the break at 719-330-1457. I would like to earn your business as your next mortgage lender, walking you through the purchase process with the Churchill certified loan with the $10,000 seller guarantee. And I want to help you if you're considering a debt consolidation or a refinance of any type. So call me during the break, 719-330-1457. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is sponsored by Best Realty and Mark Salas.
Housekeeping?
Well, welcome back. Jay Garvin Show talking about Three Little Houses. I left the last segment talking about buying houses that are fixer-uppers and not flipping them, but keeping them. My wife and I did this with a house that we own over on Pleasant Street by Garden of the Gods, 31st Street, if you're here in Pikes Peak region. If you're not, it's just the nicest house on the outer edge of a smaller neighborhood. And Dave, I appreciate you coming in here.
Hello, sir.
Hella Windows made the difference with this house, my friend. I'm like excited.
That's not the first time I've heard it.
I know. I ordered these windows for the house, and the neat thing about small houses,
yeah,
there's only 10 windows to include a slider.
Right.
And, I mean, I couldn't even buy a hot tub for,
yeah,
what Pella gave them to me.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very well priced.
Yeah.
And I talk about buying a house and fixing it up a stage at a time. The first part, I fixed the driveway, the foundation. Water was going in. It needed to flow out. Added a bathroom from a closet. But here I sit between tenants at the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
And what am I going to do? I'm like, these are the original windows from 1954.
Right. Not energy efficient, probably.
No. I mean, quite honestly, if you're a landlord, I've been very lucky. My tenant was like, hey, can we make sure the windows work in the back bedroom? Because our now new daughter needs vent and we need to get out of the house.
Right.
I mean, there's safety issues.
Oh, absolutely.
And
yep,
the list goes on and on. But your rep, your contractor, your team member, Tommy, came over.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a contractor listening right now, Dave, let's just talk. Windows can actually make you money as a contractor.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people kind of tiptoe around windows because they just don't really understand it. In our world, we call it fenestration. That's a big word for windows. But, you know, a lot of people don't do it because they just don't understand it. And a lot of contractors have kind of lost their shorts a little bit on windows because, A, they don't know how to measure them. B, they don't know how to install them. And C, they don't know if they're getting a good deal or not on windows.
Good point.
Right.
Tommy and his crew measured three times.
Yeah.
Which is much better than you.
Yeah.
When you did my original house.
Yep.
God, that was almost 6 years ago.
I know.
You measured like eight times. But right, there's a difference between stucco and brick.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And, yeah, you know, they always say measure once or measure five times and order once. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, windows are, I mean, it's a science to it. And you want them to be fit to perfectly. And, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, the first inclination is to go to a big box store and go pick off a window off the rack. But is that really going to fit perfectly? I would probably say no. And, you know, if you're going to buy your windows from a guy that sells garden hoses and paint, you know, it might not be the smartest move for your business, right? So, you know, we have a showroom. We encourage people to come down. It's a customer experience center where you can touch and feel. But really, everyone that works for Pella knows windows and doors. I mean, they just know them inside out. And, you know, transferring that knowledge to a contractor is what we do best. And that's how you become profitable in windows.
And then when you get contractors around other contractors, there's a synergy.
Absolutely. You get them all together. So we have a program called the PCC program where we have Pella certified contractors and we get them all together and they shoot ideas back and forth. And, you know, honestly, getting them all together in a room, you really see some real magic happens. And they talk about what works for them and what doesn't work for them. And, you know, we just kind of sit back and we encourage the conversation.
And it is a synergy.
It is.
I mean, in any industry, whether it's mine, in lending, you have investment property groups, you have contractors that exchange ideas. But I want to talk about one or two specific things, how windows make you money.
Yeah.
First of all, your windows come in all colors.
Absolutely. And, you know, the good thing about Pella, I always tell people, is we've got a bajillion different options. I mean, kind of the problem, too, sometimes is we have a bajillion different options.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have vinyl, we've got fiberglass, we've got wood clad, we've got aluminum, thermally broken aluminum now. And so, you know, there's a lot of different options. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you're doing a small job, we call them chucking a truck, you know, if you just have one or two windows, or if you're doing a complete new build, you know, of a home, you know, we can actually look at the set of plans and look at, are these south-facing windows, are these west-facing windows, because the energy efficiency that comes between all of those are completely different from a north side. You know, you don't have sun coming in and beating on the inside of the house. So, you know, really understanding how energy efficiency works within windows, we like to teach that to our people because, honestly, for the end user, the customer experience, that part is really, really what is impactful for your bottom line, right? So if you have a customer that loves your work and you feel knowledgeable about what you're talking about, absolutely are you going to get more business from that. And, you know, we can get them to you at a price point where you can make money on those windows, and we can even show you how to measure those windows for your business. And we'll even install those for your business so we can teach you how to do it. So, you know, really my job for a contractor, architect, builder, all of those people is to really just take stuff off your plate and make you profitable. That's a partnership.
That's so well said. And one specific example of how Pella and Tommy added not only value but multiplied it in our scenario is I had no idea in all your lines, even in the entry vinyl line that we bought on our investment property,
mm-hmm.
9 new windows, 1 slider,
mm-hmm.
we measured them, and Tommy's like, what color do you want them in?
Right.
And yep. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
My wife and I started to do research, and over in Pleasant Valley, we find out of 100 homes,
right.
99 are white vinyl windows,
correct.
And there's one with brown.
Right.
So how do you distinguish yourself from the competition, your neighbors, if you're an investment property?
Absolutely.
That's what they are.
Yeah.
Then we went into our neighborhood where there's 7-figure homes, and we're like, 99% of the homes have different construct and color of the windows.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, Tommy, we can do a black or a brown vinyl for mm-hmm. the exact same cost?
That's exactly right.
And he said, yes. I'm like, now we have totally separated ourselves from the big box stores.
Correct. Yeah.
We're going to be the only ones with black
yeah.
vinyl windows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to get into the details. But then he said, you know, we can throw some grills in there. So my
yeah.
wife chose grills so it looks like the old Craftsman homes.
Correct, yep.
And we will sell that house for 20% above all of our neighbors just because of the first impression on the windows. We haven't even talked about the efficiency of them sliding
right.
or the UV and all the protection.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, having those colors out there gives us a really good opportunity to hit markets that we otherwise wouldn't normally be able to do, right? Black on black now is probably one of the most popular colors that we have out there. And it's new for Pella. We actually just launched black on black vinyl. And, you know, a lot of that is that there's a lot of competitors out there that have a laminated type vinyl as opposed to a spray on. And a lot of that stuff deteriorates over time.
Absolutely.
And so for us, you know, all of these windows come out of La Brea, California, so that, you know, the heat's not a problem for them. The elevation is great. So, you know, really, we want to create a product that's good for everybody. And if you want white on white, do white on white. But obviously, we can do gray, we can do brown, we can do black, you know. And in our wood line, I mean, I think there's 18 different colors and styles.
Yeah, and that's just amazing. So we've just literally pulled back one layer of the onion, and I wish we had an hour rather than 10 minutes. But in the last couple minutes, what would you say, literally right now, this morning, Saturday,
mm-hmm.
to the contractors, chucking a truck,
mm-hmm.
the individual out there working his tail off, what would you say to them right now about windows and their business if they're doing that style of work?
You know, get educated. I mean, that's the biggest part about it. You know, don't go to a big box and ask them to tell you about windows. Come to a person that's done windows for 30-plus years. I mean, Pella's a 100-year-old company, so we kind of know a little bit about windows. I mean, I haven't been there 100 years, but I look like it. But, but you know, it's really just getting all the information in front of you so you can make a good decision for your customer, right? Utilize our showroom. Go to Pella.com anytime. I mean, you can actually use our window configurator. You can actually throw a picture in online, and it'll AI will recreate it in the any type of window that you want in there. So there's a lot of different options. But my main thing would be come in and get educated and talk to anybody on our team.
Yes. And the last thing I would say and add to that is understand when I said I can, in a small rental home, put all new windows and slider door in there for less than a price of a hot tub. Those are all custom made.
Correct.
And measured.
Correct.
And I'm going to save over $500,000 to $700,000 in contractor installation fees.
Absolutely.
Because you don't have to mess with the moldings. You don't have to mess with the stucco.
No, everything is custom ordered, made to fit that exact opening. We don't have any, you know, standard sizes. We come out brick to brick, stucco to stucco, wood to wood, and we measure it and we put them in precise.
So when it comes to talking about Three Little Houses, Pella is an important part of the conversation. Thanks for coming in, my friend.
All right, buddy.
I am going to return right after these important messages for all the rest of you. If you are a contractor driving out there and you want to talk to Dave, don't worry about it. Just give a call, 719-330-1457. 719-330-1457. You guys listen every week. I can connect you with him personally. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sunday at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
You can count on me.
You'll be the friend I should be. Won't no one put you down
when I'm around.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I'm Jay Garvin's having a talk today about Three Little Houses 2026 update. Talk to you about what it looks like to buy one house first and then consider turning it into an investment property or living in the house that you love if your spouse does not want you to move and relocate the kids or whatever, and save up money in order to do a turnkey purchase, 20% down, just like you would save and put into the stock market or into Bitcoin or cryptocurrency or an ETF or a dividend stock. You can save up. For me, I love my houses, but they're just 401k ETF with a fancy front door. Now, there's responsibility that goes along with this, and I shared with you how I originally found this concept of Three Little Houses of, hey, to my wife, we can buy this house. It's affordable. We put 20% down. Here's the key. The first standalone investment property that we purchased together, we did a 15-year mortgage. So it was actually, on the surface, a loss leader, which means the rent was $1,100 a month, but our mortgage payment was $1,250. Well, how can you afford that? Well, if you look at the difference between a 15-year mortgage and a 30-year mortgage, if we would have got the 30-year mortgage, we would have cash flowed, but we only would have paid principal down $100 a month. The very first month, the 15-year mortgage paid it down $300, taking principal away from the balance of the loan. It looked like we were $150 a month in the red when we actually were $150 in the black. 5 years into that house, with a $1,250 mortgage payment, we were paying down $650, more than 70% of the mortgage payment every month was going to principal reduction. Compounding interest with a 30-year mortgage, the fact is for the first year, you're renting the house. For the first four after that for a total of five, you're paying down less than 20% of your mortgage payment to principal reduction. The rest, you're just renting it from the mortgage company. So that was a crucial thing for us. But today, it's a little bit different. Today, you can't buy a house for $200,000 like we did. In 2021, you couldn't even buy a house in this city for less than $400,000. As everybody else has been freaking out with inflation because you have more debt than money at the end of the month, because 40% of the population is totally busy being broke, less than 30 days from being insolvent, you can't wrap your brain around this conversation. But right now, literally as we speak, next week, I am helping a 20-year-old buy a two-bedroom, two-bath house in arguably the most desirable area in the city, 80903 downtown in the outskirts off of Kiowa, for $324,000. He's already got a roommate lined up that's going to pay half of his mortgage, so his expense for living in this house is going to be less than $1,200 a month, and he owns it. He doesn't pay 100% interest, which is what you are paying if you're renting. Dave Ramsey says this. Doesn't matter how high the interest rates are. With you renting right now, you're paying 100% interest because 100% of your money is going to your landlord. Well, I'm not going to buy a house right now. Rates aren't competitive. Well, if you're a millennial or you have an adult millennial or a Gen X or a baby boomer saying that, the Gen Zs, the kids that are 20-some years old, they're the busiest part of my purchasing demographic. But today, if you take even a $400,000 home, I just showed you that Owen is buying a house for $324,000. If you put 25% down on that $400,000 investment property, standalone home, $100,000, with a $300,000 loan, that is going to be $2,500 in rent all day long. It's as high as $2,800 a month. But just for that, I'm going to say $2,500 at a 6.25% interest rate, that's $2,500 a month, that matches your rent. Now, that's on a 30-year mortgage. If you want to do a 15-year mortgage, you can more aggressively pay it off. But if you take that $2,500 a month of rent times three houses, that's not $6,000 like I started and taught you and experienced myself in 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18 when I purchased. That's $7,500. And if you multiply that out, which is just absolute insanity, you're looking at a house in 5 years that's going to rent for $3,000 a month. I started out at $1,100. It became $2,000. When that same house that you buy today in 5 years is not a $2,500 rent, but $3,000 rent, that's $9,000 a month of residual income, which is just absolutely insane. That's over $108,000 a year, every single month, every single year, every single decade. And if you look at that, we haven't even talked about the appreciation of that house. We haven't talked about the write-off, the tax incentives for the long-term depreciation over 27 and a half years of that house. The one thing I do want to end on is the big picture. The big picture is 5 years is going to happen whether you get actively involved with planning your life or not. I'm going to talk about the 7+ streams of income. Real estate is just one of those streams of residual income. But you have to decide what you're interested in life. This is actually after you decide to get serious. I just met with Joseph before I came into the radio studio, 24 years old. He's got a good salary. He's got a good helpmate. And he's got that foundation. And now he wants the interest. Now he wants to get a more clear vision. I invite you to do the same. Call me at 719-330-1457. If you're interested in buying a house, I can walk you through the process, introduce you to the best team members to serve you in the Pikes Peak region. 719-330-1457. For the rest of you, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. Not the house, not the mortgage, not even the windows. But your relationship and mine, I put first and foremost with my Lord Jesus. I pray that you would find a higher power to follow passionately as well. And I always want to talk to you, always want to hear your story. 719-330-1457. Please call me, Jay Garvin's licensed loan originator, for your next purchase or refinance transaction. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
I wish life would last forever, and it would never end. We were introduced as strangers, now we're leaving.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
Come on, folks, to our house. Let us make you feel at home. Come on, folks.